Okay. So the betochen, when living amongst family and friends, so we said that wife, relatives, friends, enemies, enemies somehow fit into wife, relatives, friends, and enemies. Never heard of a mitzvah boy saying, you know, my dear rabbis, family, friends, enemies. I'm low. Don't hear them saying that, you know. So anyway, but the Chovas HaLevavos is by mitzvah speech, he included, and enemies, okay? You know, rabbis and friends. Yeah, okay, fine. So, oh, there's a Ephraim's back. Okay, sorry about the delay there, Ephraim, but we're all running a bit late. Fine. So, so that we said that a person should have betochen, yiftoch belokim, behatzalosomen, he should rely on Hashem to be spared from becoming overburdened by them. You can become very overburdened by wife, relatives, friends, enemies, a person should have betochen, that they shouldn't become too much of a burden, as opposed to being alone. The advantage of being alone is you don't have the burden of family. When you have a family, so it can be a burden, you should know that it shouldn't be a burden. That was the one thing we said. And then we said, while you're lying on Hashem, we ishtadli pray, masha chayvlem, but a person should do his best, make ishtadlus to be able to fulfill his obligations to them. A person has obligations, particularly a wife. The person has she has a ksuva. There's a whole bunch of derises, chiyuvim, and relatives, children, whatever, hilchos stocker. There's all sorts of different chiyuvim and halachas that a person has to discharge. And also he added, yeah, interesting, velasoyes cheftzeim. He should also fulfill their extra desires. Not that you should make an effort to supply them with not only should you make an effort to provide them with the essential needs, you know, the basics, but also a person should make an effort to give them extras, their desires, certain children want different things. Some children like this, some children like that, to give them other things as well. And we saw that on that whole discussion we had earlier, the whole discussion we saw there about were the ones guaranteed panosa for his wife. Remember, we saw there was a whole tumult there, the Teres Yankov, Reb Moshe, whether a person was guaranteed that he'll have enough to support his wife and family and whatever. Anyway, so the same thing applies here as well. A person should make his betochen that Hashem will give him what he needs to fulfill his chiyuvim. He should daven, it shouldn't become too much of a burden. And then he should make ishtadlus and also give them even things that are not bare essentials, you know, things that will make them, you know, fulfill their desires, make them happy, whatever. It's also a nice thing to do. Hashem does that with us also. And a person should be done with sincerity, full heart. He shouldn't do it grudgingly. As we mentioned before, you should want to give them whatever they want. You should want to say yes to everything. Yes, whatever you want. Yes, or sometimes you have to say no, either because you don't have enough or because it's not good for them. But you should be sincere, not give it grudgingly. Well, all right, if you have to, you know. If you have to say no, you have to say no. And if you say yes, do it with a full heart. Don't know that's to be betochen, but that's what the Chovas HaLevavos says. The year of Yodem Eskosim, he should avoid causing them harm, obviously, physically, emotional harm. That I think is obvious. A person shouldn't go around trying to harm his, that includes enemies as well. I don't know, but certainly wife, family, and friends. I mean, the Chovas HaLevavos telling me you shouldn't cause him damage. Seems quite straightforward. Don't know what he wants. So, he should go look and see. Not just should you wait for them to come and ask, but a person should go and look and see how he can bring about situations that will benefit them. You have to look and see, okay, this family member, this relative, this spouse, this person, what do they need? How can I make it happen? Maybe they don't even know that you made it happen, but whatever, you have a teenager now who's looking for a job. You know, that's the big story now. So you speak to a friend of yours who's got a thing and he arranges and they don't even know you did it. You must have to bring them about things that are beneficial for them. First, you try and go and help them and do things that'll bring about things that will benefit them. You try and do things that'll be good for them. Be Naaman, but call in your name. And he should be dependable. He should be someone you can rely on. He should be trustworthy and dependable in everything that he does, certainly specifically to one's wife and children, because he interacts with them much more. And if he provides them lovingly, fulfills the mitzvah of after Recha Kamaicha. Every time he gives them, he takes care of them, he brings about situations that are beneficial for them, he's makaiming the Gemara. Then in Kiddushin, Gemara Nida says that he's makaiming the mitzvah of after Recha Kamaicha. So you can makaim hundreds of mitzvahs of after Recha Kamaicha every day with the wife and kids. And if not, so then he's over the issa of not to hate your fellow man in your heart. Okay. Exactly the parameters of those halachas we'll have to see. But that's the, it means he should deal with these obligations that he has to his wife and family in a healthy, wholesome way. Not begrudgingly and not miserly. And obviously he doesn't have. Whether he should borrow to take care of them or not, that's another story. That's something else, but he should try and find ways to provide them with things they need. Rav Pinkas, they say, when Rav Pinkas Azal used to go overseas, he traveled a lot. He always used to leave with an empty suitcase and come back with a full suitcase. They said there wasn't one family in Ofakim in those days. Obviously, the killer's grown, but in the early days of all, there wasn't one family that didn't have electrical appliances in their house that he bought for them. He used to go overseas. In those days, electrical appliances were very expensive. Most people couldn't afford them. You know, beaters and magic mixes and stuff like that. The prices were outrageous. The taxes were ludicrous. And in America, you pick them up cheaply. He used to go to South Africa. South Africa suits were, I remember in those days, you could buy a suit in South Africa for $30, $40. He used to come back with suitcases full of suits for all the Avreichim for his family, for sure. But for all the Avreichim and Ofakim, he used to buy suits. He said, it's an absolute tragedy. I'm in South Africa. I shouldn't buy suits. He himself didn't have a penny to eat. And then they lived in abject poverty, his family. But for the whole Kehillah, he had plenty of money. So I'm not saying to that extent, but find out what do people need and try and help them and provide them with what they need. Certainly one's wife and children, the neighbors. And have betochen that a Kosh Bukhu will give you what you need in order to fulfill your obligations. The Yairam Afnei Toloysam Bin Yone Atoyre Va'ilam. He should teach them in the ways, the ofnei, in the different paths, the different ways of conducting themselves that will bring them benefit, both spiritually and physically, both in the spiritual and in the worldly realms. Lavoyre sabayre, kumoshikosu v'avta l'recha kamoicho, v'amalol sinose esachicho, bilvovecho, you shouldn't hate him, lo liyachel gmul mehem, you shouldn't do it for them. This is the 930 share. You shouldn't do for them in order to get something back from them. You should do it because you're supposed to give. You shouldn't do it for any ulterior motives. Not to expect anything in return. Well, I bought you a bicycle and you're not going to wash my car. No, you bought him a bicycle because you want to give him a bicycle. No expectation of anything in return. He needs to learn how to wash the car. You have to teach him how to wash the car. You have to make him wash the car for sure. But not because you're doing these things because you want something back, which is the whole subject of the morning vaad. V'lo l'kadem etzlam, and not to make them indebted to you. That's another thing people do. You make them very indebted. We know that when you give somebody something, they become indebted to you. They get that icky feeling. There's all terrible things. You should do chesed in such a way that the person doesn't feel chesed's been done for them. There were people that were able to do chesed for another person where the person receiving thought they were doing a favor for the person who was given. Rebecca has one or two shirim on the website about that. How to do chesed in such a way that the recipient doesn't feel like he's got anything. And the recipient has to learn how to recognize that everything's coming from a gift and have a koras ha-toiv. Everything's a gift. Nothing, lo magia li klum, so whatever I get is a gift that I have to have a koras ha-toiv. And when you're giving somebody chesed, he shouldn't feel like any chesed was done for him, it should feel like it's like kulu magia lo. That's the interesting interaction taking place there. V'lomi avoso b'chvoidam v'shivchom, he shouldn't do it because he wants their honor and their praise. Not to exercise authority over them. Now that I'm paying the bills, you listen to me. You do what I tell you, kid. Who's paying the bills, you know? Ach lekayim mitzvah sabayrim. V'lishmo brisoy v'pikud ovaleim. He should do it because he wants to makayim the mitzvah Hashem, to keep his bris, the covenant, and his commands regarding these people. That's why he's doing it. There's this circle around me of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me responsible for. And I'm taking care of them to discharge my duties. That's all. No, want anything back, not want the honor. It's a benomla mokum. It's got nothing to do with them. Avadi yumakayim the mitzvah after recha kamoicha. But if we said very often, after recha kamoicha is a benomla mokum as well. All the men and chaveres are also benomla mokums because who commanded them? So not doing this because of, you're doing it for them. Okay. Now, obviously, you need betochen for that. A Baal Betochen is going to do this very differently from someone who's not a Baal Betochen. What's the thing in Shara Betochen? This should be an Avas Chesed, maybe. Mama Kushula Betochen, yeah. Because to do this, you have to have Betochen. To do this kind of stuff, you need Betochen. To be able to give unconditionally, to be able to make ishtadlus and work and pay the bills when you don't need all this money. You're working 8 hours a day when for yourself, 15 minutes would have been enough. And to start feeling resentful and to start wanting something back, it needs a lot of betochen to be able to do this in a healthy, giving way. So that's why it's brought here. Now he goes on and speaks about what's very important to have the correct intention klapi one's family. He says, "Kimi shetiye daitoy ba soisu chevtzeim alechet madvarim shezochanu tchila." If one's intentions in these things we mentioned above. If one has ulterior motives, he won't get his desire. You won't get any of that fulfilled for you, and you'll have wasted your efforts, your mamash, as they say, labor in vain. And he'll lose schein olam haba for that, because he was being selfish. He wasn't giving. He was taking. All his reasons for giving and doing and everything was because he wanted something back. If he carries this out because he's doing a avodas Hashem, Hashem will take care of him and he'll give him what he needs in olam hazeh. Hashem will praise his family's praise for him. In other words, Hashem will get the people that he wants to praise him and to treat him properly, and his status will be elevated in them. And he'll get to the big prize in Olam Haba as well. I mean, the same thing. The person who wants the praise of his family, he wants all these things and whatever, he's not going to get it. The person who doesn't want it will get it. You know, it says, he who flees from honor will get honor. And if you run off the honor, you'll never catch it. So do it because that's my avodas Hashem. This is what Hashem gave me. This is my mission. If I was alone in the world, then I would have avodas Hashem. Then I'd have different avodas Hashem. But now I've got them. Daven that it's not too much of a headache. And then make ishtadlus to provide them what they need happily, gladly, because you've been makayim the mitzvah sabayre. That's how a person should look at this. This can sometimes be a very big burden. It's not a simple thing. When you start marrying off children and whatever, it's there's an oil goddle, and who says I have a chiv to you? I'm chayv to do all this, and no, you have to do it. That's the way to sabayra. You have to do it. You have to do it wholeheartedly. You have to do it properly, intelligently. The ishtadlus has to be done with seichel. But at the end of the day, Hashem will give you what you need, and he'll take care of you, and the praise and the whatever, you'll get that, not because you're looking for it, but because you're not looking for it. Kamo Shama Elokim Lishloime, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo HaMelech, V'gam Asher Lo Shalta Nesati Lach, Gam Aisha V'gam Kovod. He asked him, do you want Kovod or Aisha? So he asked for wisdom. He asked him, do you want Kovod, Aisha, or Chochmah? So he said, I'll take Chochmah. He says, because you asked for Chochmah, I'll give you everything else as well. You asked for Kovod, all you would have got was Kovod. You wanted wealth, all you would have got was wealth. You asked for Chochmah, yeah, I'll give you everything. That's what a person has to know. That's Hashem will give you everything you need because you're asking for the right things. You're asking, help me, Hashem, to fulfill my obligations without too much of a burden. I want to be able to keep, you know, my times for learning. I want to be able to do what I have to do. But help me to prevent these achivim you gave me. Help me to do them properly. Aval afne betchoyne el elokav b'inyona mishuhu lamali mimeno mishuhu lamati mimeno. Now we're going to deal with not wife and relatives. Now we're going to deal with friends, people that are above him in stature, people that are lower than him in stature, all the different groups of people that all different social standings, people that he's going to encounter, upon him, that approach him, And the proper approach to this is kashiyov oisa tzorich levakesh chayfetz mimi shehu lamali mimenu ulamati mimenu. When a person comes, needs to request something from someone who's above him or below him, sheyiftach bo al elokav, he should rely on Hashem regarding his need. I have a certain need. In order to fulfill that need, I know that I have to speak to this guy who's way above me in my social standing or way below me in social standing. Lo mashaneh. He says, betochen in Hashem, that Hashem will take care of his need. And he should see these people just as a means of fulfilling that need. You're going to ask somebody to do you a favor. You're going to ask somebody, please, can you give me a ride to the train station? Let's say a simple example that comes to mind. You should know that only Hashem can make that happen. If you're going to get to the train station on time without walking, then that's up to Hashem. If that person fulfills in it, succeeds in filling your request, it's because that's what Hashem wanted. The same as panasa. Somebody helps you to make a panasa, whatever, that's because that's what Hashem wanted. Zelo kashur la ben adam hazeh. Megalgin schus al yedei zaka. Maybe he's got cheshbonos with Hashem. Sada, well, you need to know that it's all coming from Hashem. And these people are just a means for fulfilling that. I think we need to come back to this a little bit. There's an article here from Avigdor Miller on supporting one's family, the correct attitude. Okay, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll look at that next week. Remind me when I'll try and make a mark of it. There's a pen here. Make a mark here. Oh, let me make a mark here. I want to do this. Okay. So he brings a marshal for this. Kashe Yosim Avoidus Aretz, Zerayosu Sibilitarpoi. You have a farmer, let's say, and he decides that he's going to work the land. He's going to plow and sow the land or whatever in order to make a panasa. That's what he's chosen his livelihood for. Vim yetze la tripoi mimenu yitzmach hazeru v'yipre v'yirba. If Hashem wants to provide him from the land, then the seed will grow and sprout and produce in abundance a bountiful crop, whatever this man needs, right? You don't start kissing the ground and thanking the ground and worshiping the ground. Why not? The ground gave you a bountiful crop. Well, because you understand the ground's ground. It doesn't do anything. So, obviously, he understands this to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't say thank you to the seeds and to the earth because they don't do anything. He's the one that provided the farmer with his panasa. And if Hashem doesn't want him to have to provide from him from this produce, as lo tatzmiach haaretz, then the land won't tatzmiach, or that the land will tatzmiach and the locusts will eat it. The locusts shoot to the land whether he eats or not. Something will happen to it, frost or whatever. So now let's say the land didn't grow, the fruit didn't grow, the produce didn't grow. So he starts beating the ground up. When the produce grows and has a good crop, he thanks the ground. When it doesn't grow, he's upset with the ground. No, I understand. The guy's a meshugana. So too in v'chein kishivakish mechad mem chofetz. So too, when a person needs a request from somebody else, or somebody else helps him, or whatever, she etzlo achalash v'chozek mem shava b'soisoi. The weakest person and the strongest person, the upper, the lower, in no mishaneh, should all be the same for him in his eyes. Why? Because v'yiftach b'hashlamayis alokim yisparach, because he's relying on Hashem. It's not Yankel and it's not Shmerel and it's not the bank manager, it's not the governor, it's not the prime minister that's bringing him his Yeshua. That's just, they just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. The Ikka is coming from Hashem. V'im yishlom al yodah echad mem, yodah boir yisparach ha-shiyishlim chefzoi, v'yodah lemi shenas al yodah. Now we'll see, he'll say different later, but yeah, he says something very not interesting. I mean, it's over poshut. The theme in the Chovah Sovah is we're going to say different later. If your wishes got fulfilled by this particular person, you ask somebody for a favor, whatever, and they did it. So you should thank Hashem. It was because Hashem did it. But you should also thank the person who, through him, the request was fulfilled. Alibay hatoivloi. What you're thanking him for, he didn't do anything. You just said he didn't do anything. So what are you thanking him for? It's So he says, I'm not thanking for doing anything because he did it. Hashem did it. I'm thanking him. Aliboy hatoivloy. And Hashem brought about it through his hands. He had a good heart. He agreed to do it. Well, the fact that I got anything from him, I got nothing from him. I don't owe him any thanks for what happened in the end because it had nothing to do with him. So the thanks is only because he was kind enough to, you know, go about doing what he did, but not that that's not what brought me the result. What brought me the result is a Kodesh Baruch.
But he had the free choice not to do it.
So you're thanking him for his libo hatoiv. You're thanking him for being the conduit, for choosing to be the pipe that the water flowed through.
Right.
You're thanking the ground for being kind enough to you to let you put the seeds in there. Well, because the ground doesn't work because it's in a bechira. He's using the ground as a moshel here. He wants you to look at this person that's done you a favor, like the ground. But then he says, well, it's not exactly the same.
Record.
Huh? What did you just say?
I didn't say it. My computer said something. That's why.
No, it was the recording thing here.
It's recording. It says it's recording.
Okay. So, no, it said something about recording stopped us. I don't know. It said something. I heard this woman talking. Anyway. So it's very interesting. The marshal to the Aretz is not 100% correct because, as you pointed out, the Aretz in the Becheran thanked the Aretz even for its leif toiv. The Aretz does nothing. He's a doimam. But if Bnei Adam helped you, so you thank him because he was, he was kind enough to say, please get in my car, and he was prepared to drive his car, you know, whatever. But the fact that you got to the station on time had nothing to do with him. Okay, once again, you have to disentangle those two things, and you have to see those two things for what they are. The mot kasher, that's always a difficult avoider.
I mean, to thank a doctor or to thank somebody that helps you, I always wonder about that. They were a conduit. They made some decision to help you.
It could even be that they didn't. You're right. It could be that he didn't make a free will decision. And I'm thanking him for that, but it could be sometimes he didn't make a free will decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in his head. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed him to do this, and he did it without that. So, but anyway, you were hitchhiking, and he stopped to give you a ride. So you thank him for being kind enough for stopping to give you a ride. But the fact that you got a ride had nothing to do with him. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it wasn't him, Hashem would have sent somebody else. There's no loka shu'alav.
I hear.
So we can't be koifa toiv. We have to thank him for the life toiv. The vote of the Chovas Levavos says is remember what this guy did for you and what a Kodesh Baruch Hu did for you. Don't mix up. Don't cross the wires. Rebecca said an interesting thing this week. I don't know if he heard it from one of his rabbis. He said that when you take three steps forward in Shemona Esrei, you have to know that you're totally dependent on Hashem. There's nothing you need that you can get anywhere other than at Hashem. No one. There's nothing, no one in the world. But we live on another plane as well. We live on two planes. There's that plane. Yeah, when you're standing in Shemona Esrei, totally needy, totally dependent for everything, everything. There's nothing that you can get except at this place. Whatever you need, you can only get here. There's nowhere else you can get it. There's nothing you can do about it except ask Hashem and get it from Hashem. When you take three steps back, you have to go off and do what you have to do. You have to live in the world like somehow it's got something to do with you. You got to open up a Gemara. You got to start learning the Gemara. When you're standing in front of Hashem, you know that you can't learn Gemara. You can't even read a Rashi. You can't understand one word of Torah. Nothing, nothing garnished. How can you understand Torah? It's Hashem's mind. And you're begging Hashem to help you to understand his Torah. When you take three steps back, you don't say, well, I asked Hashem to help me learn his Torah. Now Hashem will pop it into my head. No, I have to go open up a safe and start breaking you in and try to understand the Torah. But why? You just told me that I can't. You told me I'm perfectly needy and everything I need, I can only get from Hashem. Yeah, that's one world. But we live in both worlds. These two worlds, they somehow interface, but we live on two planes, and then that you have to live with. That's part of the paradox of human Jewish life. Is this Ishtadlis Betochen story? It's never going to go away. It's always going to be an ongoing challenge at each level. As a person develops more, that becomes a different kind of challenge. Let's just see what he says here. So that we saw.
Rob.
Yeah.
It is interesting that we take the three steps forward first, that first of all, we step forward and express our dependence upon Hashem. And then afterwards, secondarily, we step back into what we can do.
Yeah, and so?
In your Moshe Lishmoni Esrei? it seems really right and appropriate that first we would know that we have to first walk forward and depend upon Hashem, and then after that's been done, then we take the three steps back.
For sure. Yeah, of course. Because it's all Hashem. We're not even sure why we're making these shtadlis. We know why we're talking to Hashem, because I can't get this anywhere else. Why are we taking three steps back? Why would you take three steps back? If you're in a one-on-one meeting, private session with Hashem, why would you take three steps back? Just stay there. Just stay there in that higher world and live there forever. No, you have to take three steps back and get on with the world. You have to go open up a Gemara now, because there's Hilchus Talmud Torah, there's Hilchus Tefillah also in Achinami. Yeah, very good. Yeah, you have to start with that. Yeah, that's the starting point in Achinami. Okay, fine. Let's just finish off here, because I've got to run. The person should know, this is a Mori Dika Chiddush. The person should know that Hashem only brings good on the tzaddikim. And very rarely does any losses come from them. K'mosha Amru, Chazal, if this guy benefited you, so then that's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu usually gets good people to do good things. And very rarely does Hefsadim come from those good people that are bestowing good on you. And you know that. There's some people you can rely on, and you know it. There's some people you can't rely on. So that's it. Hashem brings benefit upon those that have got merits, and the opposite on those who don't. Vamara Kosuv. Lo yu'una l'tzadik kol oven. No injustice comes about through the righteous man. You have a tzadik, you have a righteous man. There's no injustice, no harm comes through him. Talmud Chachamim Mabim, Shalom bo ilam. Many examples of this. If a person does good, it means that you have certain merits that Hashem's allowing you to do good. Vim lo yashlim lo al yadayim. If your requests weren't fulfilled by the person you asked. You asked the bank manager for a loan and he said no. You shouldn't blame them. Don't be upset with him because he didn't have a choice. He may have really wanted to help you, but Hashem wouldn't let him. Hashem won't let him. He really wants to. Hashem said no. I don't want you to have this loan. That mamash happened to me. Mamash maisa shahoyo. Maisa shahoyo. I'll tell you now.
The al yitle b'em katsu. He shouldn't blame them. They made more effort. Maybe they would have succeeded. And then why don't you try hard? No, look at Shulav.
He should thank Hashem who chose the best results for him. That you didn't get the loan is the best thing that could have happened to you, or this, that the guy didn't give you a drive to the station or the airport, or he didn't help you, whatever you needed him to do. He didn't help you. The best possible thing that could have happened. Rather, you should thank Hashem. V'yishabchem kefi sheyoda sheishtadlem la'asos cheftzoi. And he should praise those for the efforts that he knows that the efforts to do his request. They might have tried very hard to help him, and in the end they couldn't. So you have to thank him for his efforts. But don't blame him because he didn't get what you wanted. Even though his desires weren't fulfilled by these people, and this he should also conduct himself with these people that he knows, his colleagues, his acquaintances, his friends, and people that he's in business dealings with. You do business with people. And also people that work for him, his attendants, his secretaries, the clerks in his office, whatever, and his partners. In all cases, you should bear in mind that whether they succeed, they fail, whatever ends at the end of the day, everything is all from Hashem. Okay, next week's Mitzvah Hashem, we have to pick up two pieces. He has here the ones from the Or Avigdor on how it serves Hashem providing with your family, and then also who should a request for help really be addressed? How do you go about making the request for help to the right address? How to make sure that you're doing it properly when you're addressing the right address? No, I just want to switch off the recording for this. I